This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another wild, wild day. Another wild, wild day in Trump land. So much to talk about, I don't have the time in the show to force it all in. It's incredible. I've got a commentary coming out called The Nazi Hitler Holocaust Issue, but I'll shelve that for the moment because I want to tell you about some late-breaking news. Of course, some of the big news today, Supreme Court rules that states can force online shoppers to pay sales tax, and all the lame-brain morons in the media, and that includes Fox News, as well as CNN and MSNBC. None of them get it. Oh, this is fine. This won't hurt online sales. This won't do anything bad to anyone. How about the people who do the shopping? Do you understand if a person spends, I don't know, $10,000 a year, that's another $1,000 in taxes. If a person spends $20,000 online, it's $2,000 in taxes. If a person spends $30,000 online, big family, I've got four kids. My four kids constantly have friends over. Basically, there's always nine kids in my house. I might spend $30,000 a year on all my shopping online. All my paper towels, all my tissues, all my toilet paper, everything. Suddenly, you've got a $3,000 tax bill you never had before. This is going to bankrupt the middle class. The average idiot doesn't even understand this because the average idiot on CNN and MSNBC is not just a liberal, not just a big government person, but maybe they make $1 million a year. None of this means anything to them. This is going to wipe people out. How dumb can you be that you don't get how bad this is? Now, this is just another example of the corrupt courts. All these people are in bed with the government and in bed with the biggest corporations in America. And wait a minute, separate from the consumers. Separate from the consumers is the small business people. Anyone who sells anything online. There's no way that anybody who sells things online that makes less than $1 million a year can afford to pay sales taxes to 10,000 different jurisdictions, cities, states, counties. So that's the first thing. Once again, always trying to knock the small guy out of business. This country only cares about the big guy. And you're going to kill all the middle-class consumers. That was stupid. So that's story number one. Story number two, it's incredible that the media is this corrupt. Immigrant children stripped naked, cuffed, beaten, and strapped down with bags over their heads under Obama. And no one said a word, no one cared. Obama's migrant centers, overcrowded, disease-ridden, topped with razor wire, no one cared. Lawsuit, Obama's agency held teenage migrants in brutal, inhumane conditions, no one cared. We'll get to all of that. The good lad immigration bill fails to pass the House. Nothing can ever pass anymore. Our nation is so horribly divided. Nothing that ever works can ever pass. Trump says without Democratic votes, you can't pass anything. But anything you could pass with Democrat votes is a loser. That'll ruin the country. Don't you understand that? And then, how about this one? Talking about the corrupt media. Corrupt media won't tell you that Obama's the one who started this immigration crisis, separating children from parents and had them living in disgusting conditions and never said a word. Obama's Hitler. Obama's a Nazi. Obama's the Holocaust. Nobody said that, did they? I never heard that. I never heard all the liberal celebrities say we got to assassinate Obama or get his children raped in a cage with pedophiles. I never heard that. Did you? How corrupt the media is. And they'll try and tell you that the online sales tax is no big deal, how corrupt the media is. But here's one that's even worse. Yeah, I'm going to be the one who breaks the story in Vegas because the only guy willing to report it is Doug Papa in Baltimore. Doug Papa in Baltimore is constantly reporting about the Vegas massacre on October 1st. And no one in Vegas wants to talk about it. There is a coward cop in Vegas. And it pains me to say so. Do any of you understand how much I love cops? I've loved cops my whole life. I tell you all the time how much I love cops, how much I respect cops, how much I believe in cops. But if there's a cop, remember the cop who stood outside Parkland High School and let those kids die while he stood there frozen? And his claim was he was waiting for backup? But cops aren't supposed to wait for backup. You're supposed to go in if a madman shooting kids dead. Same thing happened in Vegas, and no one will report it, at least in Parkland. The coward cop. Unreleased body camera footage shows Metro Police Officer Cordell Hendricks on his knees praying as gunfire goes on one floor above in Mandalay Bay. And I've known about this for weeks, but now it's on video. I was waiting for someone to report it, but now it's on video. So it can't be avoided anymore. I'll have Randy Sutton on later in this show, former hero Las Vegas cops who ran towards gunfire all the time in his career, the most honored cop in the history of Vegas when he retired, on to talk about it. I'll also have J.P. Hyen a little bit later in the show on to talk about it, a hero SWAT cop from Southern California. When there's a bad cop or a weak cop, a coward, now again, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He was scared, man. He was peeing in his pants, probably, allegedly. Let's say allegedly, maybe, sounds like video has it going. This guy was scared out of his wits. And I understand why. Guy's using automatic weapons to shoot 500-plus people, kill 50-plus people. He's scared. But you know what? That's not your job to be scared as a cop. It's my job to be scared. It's an average person's job to be scared. Your job is to run towards the gunfire. Isn't that what they say all the time? Isn't that why cops get salaries and pensions? Don't they always say firemen run towards fires, cops run towards bullets, they're the biggest heroes in society? And when there's finally a mass shooting and you run away from it, we're supposed to overlook that? Really? And by the way, this just in from one of my listeners, so I have not verified it yet, but it says Charles Krautheimer died today. I did not know that, so I need to jump in and say that as well. Very, very sad. Charles Krautheimer, a very special guy. If that is true, and I don't have confirmation, I just have a listener telling me, I don't see it at the top of the Fox News website. Maybe it was just reported on Fox News. Charles Krautheimer, a great voice of the conservative movement. If he did die today, rest in peace, Charles. Good man. But here's the thing. If there is a massacre, and a cop runs away or gets on his knees crying and muttering to himself out of fear, then what's the point of cops? Why do you strap a gun on somebody and strap a badge on him and tell him he's supposed to protect the public if he isn't going to protect the public, if you're going to run away at the first sound of gunfire? It's like saying firemen, they're so brave, they're heroes, they're the bravest, they run towards a fire. They ran towards the World Trade Center, right? They did. Heroes. But then there's a fire and a fireman cowers outside, gets on his knees praying, I don't want to go in, I'm scared. Is that what a fireman's job is? If you do that, you should be fired on the spot, and you lose your pension. What is the point of a coward in a police uniform? He could have prevented some of the 500 people from dying. Matter of fact, J.P. Hyen will be on later in the show. His nephew was shot and killed, blown away. Maybe he could have prevented it. Maybe. We don't know how many of you could have prevented, which one you could have prevented. But that's his job. The Baltimore Post-Examiner has learned from law enforcement sources that body-worn camera footage still in the possession of the Vegas Metropolitan Police Department allegedly, we'll use the word allegedly, shows Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Officer Cordell Hendricks on his knees praying on the 31st floor as gunman Stephen Paddock's gunfire was raining down from the 32nd floor. As reported in several stories by the Baltimore Post-Examiner, Hendricks, by his own admission in his own officer's report, stated that he told Officer Ellis Varson and three armed Mandalay Bay security managers who were with him to retreat away from the 31st floor stairwell as the gunfire continued from the 32nd. No attempt was made to get to Paddock to stop, distract, or disrupt his firing. It wasn't until the gunfire stopped several minutes later, and by that point everybody was dead or wounded, that they entered the stairwell and waited there for over 30 minutes till the arrival of other police officers. Hendricks, a field training officer, stated he was terrified. This way, his own admission, froze in the hallway for how long he couldn't remember, hesitated, did not know what to do next as Paddock's gunfire continued killing and wounding those at the concert venue. Hendricks and Varson were the two officers who were on the Mandalay Bay property before the shooting started. Fox has confirmed Charles Krautheimer's passing. So we give you news as soon as we hear it here. Charles Krautheimer dead. We knew it was coming soon because he did mention at Fox News in an editorial that his days were... we're fast coming to an end. Sorry, Charles. Good man. Good man. So I never say anything bad about the dead. I only say good things about the dead. I did have a debate with him at a Republican event, and he was a real rhino. And him and I disagreed on everything, and I was shocked because I thought he was a great conservative. We disagreed on everything. He hated Trump. He couldn't stand Trump. He despised Trump. But it doesn't matter. When someone dies, you honor them. There's going to come a day soon where John McCain's passing will be reported any day. He's another one that's gone, and I'll only say nice things about him despite my differences. There's going to come a day Harry Reid's passing any day now. Harry Reid's got pancreatic cancer, but I will only say nice things on the day he dies. Never say bad or ill of the dead. So Hendricks, a field training officer, stated he was terrified and froze in the hallway. Him and Varson were the two officers who were on the Mandalay property before the shooting started, handling a call from Mandalay Bay security who had two females in custody. It's odd that the LVMPD, meaning the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, has not yet released the body-worn camera footage. See, now it all makes sense. The police are involved in a massive cover-up. They refused, they fought every step of the way not to release anything related to this. The testimony of cops who were there, the video of cops who were there, why? There's nothing wrong with telling people the truth, nothing. But covering up will get you in trouble every time. When are you going to learn that covering up gets you in trouble? Unbelievable. Police have not yet released the body-worn camera footage from Officer Varson. As Hendricks stated in his report, she turned her body-worn camera on while inside security office. Hendricks stated he forgot to turn his on until he was inside the 31st floor stairwell after the shooting had ceased. Since they were the first officers to respond into the tower, why wasn't their footage released first? What is the LVMPD trying to hide from the public? And why is Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who runs the LVMPD, still remaining silent on the Hendricks incident? I'm reading it from the Doug Pop article. All valid points. One law enforcement source told the Baltimore Post-Examiner Thursday the Vegas police will not release any more video that may portray them in a bad light. So you're allowed to just bury bad news.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Can you believe this? Can you believe that a policeman was a coward on his knees praying on the 31st floor with a gun in hand, with three armed other security people and police officers in training with guns? And a guy was shooting on the 32nd floor, mowing people down. And he was too afraid to go up to the 32nd floor and ordered the other ones to leave and stood there on his knees. Can you believe that? How is that different than Parkland? He stood there while gunfire went off and kids got gunned down, and he did nothing, and he said he was waiting for backup. And the whole nation called him a coward, and he was forced to retire. But in Vegas, they won't even report it. The police won't discuss it. The police won't answer questions about it. They won't release the video about it. It hasn't been in the media. No one seems to care. How many lives would have been saved? How many lives were lost? How bad is this going to impact lawsuits for all the dead people? You see, now it's not just Mandalay Bay that should be sued. It is the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department that should be sued for $1 billion. Because your man was on the 31st floor with a gun, with other security forces with guns, and they refused to go up and shoot at or distract in any way, shape, or form, even take a shot at distracting a guy who's mowing down 500 people, or guys mowing down 500 people, because I've heard from so many sources at this point who are on the ground, this is multiple shooters, and that's a massive cover-up as well. No one wants you to know it was multiple shooters. I mean, it's just crazy. You just can't believe this stuff. Is this the entire American media bought and paid? Their souls have been sold. Nobody wants to tell you the truth about anything. Nobody could tell you the truth about online sales tax, another ripoff to steal blind the sheep known as taxpayers. That's how they think of you, as sheep. No one wants to tell you that immigrants were treated horribly by Barack Hussein Obama. No one wants to tell you that for 8 years he had a chance to stop it, and he let it all happen, but now Trump is Hitler. No one wants to tell you that a Vegas cop was a complete coward and cowered outside on his knees praying to God instead of going up and shooting at the guy. All of life's about action. I'm a big God believer. You know what? A cop's job is not to get on his knees and pray to God while shooting's going on. A cop's job is to let God get inside him and go up there and confront the bad guy to save people's lives. That's your job. That's what you're paid for. It's what you get a pension for. Your job is to be a hero. Policemen are 99% of the time heroes. And it besmirches the 99% if you can't admit that one of them's a coward. My God, Officer Cordell Hendricks on his knees praying on the 31st floor as people are blown away by the hundreds. What do you think? It'll look bad on Vegas? That's Vegas' fault? It's not the sheriff's fault. Were you there, Sheriff Joe Lombardo? No one's blaming you. But I'm blaming you for a cover-up. You can't admit that one of your sheriffs is a coward and blew it? Is that what this is all about? That's why you won't release body cam footage? That's why you made the press fight all this time? You didn't want to release anything, any of the testimony, any of the footage, all because one guy was a coward? And I guess this $1 billion in lawsuits coming. Heck, if I lost someone, I'd sue the Vegas Police Department for $1 billion, along with Mandalay Bay. Wow, what a cover-up. That's terrible. If this is true, I'll say it again. I'll be nice here. If it's true, allegedly, maybe, might be, could be, if it's true, then this is disgusting. And this is what makes Vegas look bad. This is what makes the Vegas police look bad. A cover-up of a cop who's a coward. My God, you people don't even understand what you're doing. You release all this and you get it out and then it all gets by you and everything's okay. But you cover it up and you ruin all your careers. Every one of you will ruin your careers. Amazing. This shouldn't be in the media? This shouldn't be one of the biggest news stories in America? All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, warrior for God, guns, goals. And by the way, I'm a warrior for God, but no cop should be on their knees praying to God when they've got to shoot at a bad guy. It's up to you to stop the bad guy. It's up to you to take action. You can't pray to God. God doesn't do anything. God gets inside you, and through you, God works. All right, I didn't mention that the sponsor of this show is Tangible Investments. I didn't mention this show is coming to you from Las Vegas, which I've always been proud of, and I hope I still will be in the future. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. I didn't mention Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin. And your guide for investing in precious metals is free as well. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Right now, 100, get it. 780-9000, 800 number, toll-free all over the United States, or visit TII1.com. We'll take your calls. I want to hear what you think of coward cops who could have prevented deaths. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take your calls when we get back. War now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. a setback in immigration reform for House Republicans. First, members voted down a conservative immigration bill, and then they turned to a compromise measure, but that vote has been delayed. There will be an all-member briefing about that bill later tonight. While inviting Democrats to the White House to work on immigration reform today, the president also blamed Democrats for the problem.
Every time we ask for resources, the Democrats say no. They say no to everything. They're obstructionists because they think that's good politically.
At a border detention facility in Texas, First Lady Melania Trump has offered thanks to workers caring for migrant children.
Let me begin to recognize each of you and thanking you for all what you do, for your heroic work that you do every day, and what you do for those children.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're going to have Peter Gleason with us in a minute. He is an attorney, but a former cop and former fireman and former Coast Guard member, one of the few people I've ever met in my life who's both cop, fireman, and Coast Guard. What a military hero he is. And I want to talk to him about the new revelations about Vegas. And he's also the lawyer for the two Schneiderman accusers, meaning the Attorney General of New York. He brought their claims to Michael Cohen. And so we want to hear from him about that as well. Do we have him on the line? We got Peter Gleason. Let's get Peter on without further ado. Pete, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Hey, Wayne. Great to be here. How you doing?
So, a couple things. We're going to start with your story, but I don't want to start with your story yet. I'll tell you what I want to start with is the story I just announced to the world. And that story is the fact that the Baltimore, let's see the name of the paper. Hold on a second. Because the reporting is coming from Doug Papa at a Baltimore newspaper. Crud. I can't find it in front of me. But the story is, here it is. The story is that a Vegas cop at the Vegas massacre, there's unreleased body camera footage, he's talked about this. Doug Papa of the Baltimore Post-Examiner has reported for weeks now that there is a Vegas cop who is an absolute coward, who was on the 31st floor armed with his gun and with a training officer with him with a gun and three Mandalay Bay security officers with a gun, and he cowered on the floor on his knees praying, froze, and had no idea what to do, and prayed to God for help and never went up to confront the shooter in the hotel room. Now, let's say all this is alleged, but this was testimony of the cop that was released a couple of weeks ago. And the only media that reported on it is this Doug Papa of the Baltimore Post-Examiner. Now he's reporting there is body camera footage showing Officer Cordell Hendricks on his knees, praying and frozen in fear as the gunman fires and shoots and wounds over 500 people, over 500 wounded, over 50 killed. And who knows how many could have been saved. I mean, look, you're a former cop, fireman, and Coast Guard. You're one of those heroic guys. It's one of the reasons I've always loved you, and we became friends. I love heroes. What do you say about a cop? Isn't a cop's job to race into fire? The fireman's job is to race into a real fire? It's not to get on your knees and pray to God, oh, my God, what do I do? Oh, my God, I'm frozen in fear. What's the worth of a cop with a gun if he's frozen and can't make himself engage a guy who's shooting 500 people? You tell me.
Well, I mean, you bring up a very good point. The role of a first responder is to put themselves between harm and the public. And if they're not willing to do that for whatever reason,
they shouldn't be a cop.
They should have chosen a different profession. And you know, that's what I pride myself doing as an attorney as well. It's because of my background. I like to put myself between the harm's way and the client. And you know, if what you described there was true, it's egregious. But there's also the issue of a matter of convenience. And, you know, the hotel where this occurred, they want to put this as far behind them as possible. And they have all these media and spin doctors that can say, you know what, let's just kill this story. Let's shut this story down. Thank God there are people like you out there who are preaching the truth, if you will. It's just amazing how much should be in the press doesn't make it into the press, and things that should not be in the press end up being in the press. It's crazy.
Because there's just a massive cover-up going on, man. It's a massive. I've reported on every aspect of this cover-up, and I've reported again and again that the whole thing stinks, the whole thing smells, and I don't believe it was just Paddock. I believe there were multiple. You don't know. You can't weigh in on that, so I don't want to press you and get you into that. But I think it's very important.
Well, it's interesting, though, that you brought it up, because the hotel that I'm staying at on the Strip in Las Vegas, there was a slashing last night. And, you know, you pick up the newspaper, you look online at the local Las Vegas Review or Las Vegas Journal, whatever the local paper is, but there's nothing reported on it. Because if it's not reported in the media, it's as if it did not happen. And this morning, this was last night, this morning I went down to the lobby where this occurred, and you know, you would never have known anything occurred there. The blood stains were cleaned off the carpet, and everything was back to normal.
Oh, yeah, I have friends who tell me that in Vegas hotels there is a murder or suicide every single day. Generally suicide, not too many murders, thank God. But almost every day of the year somebody kills themselves, and it's completely covered up. Nobody in the media ever discusses it. The bodies build up, and nobody says a word because they don't want to hurt tourism in this town. But it's ridiculous because it's not the hotel's fault if someone chooses to off themselves in a room. That's not Mandalay Bay's fault. That's not Bellagio's fault. That's not Wynn's fault. But they think it's bad press, and they don't want to get it in the press. But see, the job of the press is to report this stuff, not to cover it up. And if you know, to me, you're Mr. Lawyer now. You went from cop, fireman, and Coast Guard to attorney and crusader. So are you telling me that all those almost 600 people together killed and wounded, those 600 people don't have a billion-dollar lawsuit against the city of Las Vegas and the Vegas Police Department? If, in fact, a cop refused to go in and got on his knees and prayed while the shooting was going on in the middle of it and could have stopped it, are you telling me that's not a billion-dollar lawsuit and that's not the reason it's been covered up? To me, this smells like one big cover-up to prevent lawsuits. Already it'll be billions against Mandalay Bay and MGM, the parent company, but Vegas had no liability, to my knowledge, until now. Now this comes out. Seems to me the city of Vegas and the Metropolitan Police Department have massive liability on the line. If my loved one was killed, I'd sue Vegas for $1 billion now knowing this. Are you telling me as an attorney that's what this is about?
Yeah, and in tort litigation, general terms, you have a duty and a failure to exercise that duty. And there are cases when you have a duty to do something and you don't do it. It can impose liability upon the tortfeasor or under a respondeat superior theory where the city or the municipality could be held liable. But we all know that if it should ever get to that point, everybody goes into self-protection mode. There'll be motions filed and it may never see the inside of a courtroom.
Well, they're now announcing they don't want to release any more body cam footage, which means they have the footage allegedly of this guy doing what he said in his testimony he did, and they don't want to release it. Is that not criminal right there? How do you allow government to not release body cam footage? That's the point of body cam footage, isn't it? To show you what really happened. If they're going to choose to release it only when it makes them look good, then there's no point in body cam footage.
You're 100% right. I mean, let's analogize it to the attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. It's clear Saudi Arabia had a hand in it, but the previous presidential administration has protected the Saudis from any type of liability. It just takes a swipe of a pen to say, you know what, you can seize the Saudis' assets. The victims of September 11, 2001 can go after the Saudis' assets that are held in the United States. It hasn't happened,
right?
And it should happen.
You'd be surprised what my sources tell me the Vegas massacre was about Saudi Arabia as well. You'd be shocked that my sources tell me this was not just Paddock, but it was Paddock and ISIS and Islamic terrorism funders from the Saudi Arabian Empire. Their princes that were hung up and tortured for many weeks after the Vegas terror attack, within days, the new king of Saudi Arabia wants to modernize the kingdom and put them in line with America and Israel, was literally detaining and then arresting and then torturing 300 of the richest princes in Saudi Arabia. It all happened within days of the Vegas massacre. And my sources tell me that the Vegas massacre was involving funding of Islamic terrorism by Saudi Arabian princes. And it was not just Paddock, and it did involve ISIS. So I'm telling you that there's a lot of similarities between 9/11 and what happened in October in Vegas. But nobody's willing to talk about it. No one in the media wants to admit it. Amazing, right?
No, because Americans are brainwashed. And they're victimized by the system in that system puts them two paychecks at all times away from bankruptcy. And, you know, everybody's just trying to make their rent, their mortgage payment, put food on the table. Most people don't have time to internalize and truly analyze the things that go on in this country. It's unfortunate.
No, but when you talk about, you know, I was raised in New York. You're a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. I lived on the New York Post. I lived on the tabloids. I lived on the, you know, Eyewitness News. If someone spit on the sidewalk the wrong way and they're a famous celebrity or a famous politician, the media gets it out instantly in New York. That's the one good thing about New York and the media. But I don't believe that anymore. I believe now the whole thing is a fix. And it's the biggest corporations, the billion-dollar multinational corporations, and Wall Street. They're all in bed with the media. They all got friends or spouses. One works in the media. media. The other works at Wall Street at Goldman Sachs. The other one, you know, works in the media, and their spouse works in politics in the government. And so they cover up for each other all the time, and they make sure the only stories that get out, if it's about Wayne Root, a private sector guy, sure, that'll be the lead story at the New York Post. But if it's about a government guy they want to cover up for, if it's about a police department they want to avoid lawsuits, if it's about a multi-billion-dollar corporation on the line, they're going to cover it up because they all are incestuously in bed with each other. It is so corrupt. I'm getting so sickened by what I see in this country. We are a banana republic at this point.
We are, and, you know, every empire has its heyday, and I hope America hasn't passed its heyday, to be honest with you. I mean, this is not the America we knew 30 years ago.
No. It's very corrupt. It's so corrupt. What happens now is just all filtered through the mainstream media, and the mainstream media is in bed with all the wrong people. You hear the music, we're not going to let you know.
You have these celebrities, or as Andrea Pizer of the New York Post calls them, celebutards, opining about what's right and wrong in this country. I mean, you know, sometimes I just sit back and I say to myself, just act. Say your lines and act. I mean,
right.
De Niro's a perfect example.
Right,
or,
shut up.
And Baldwin's another perfect example. Or, you know, hit the home run, bounce the basketball, throw the football. But you know what? Stay out of the public dialogue. Because
You got the music going. I don't know if you can hear it on your end, but on my end it means we're headed for an ad break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk about your case, the reason it came on the show, because you're the lawyer for the two Schneiderman accusers, the Attorney General of New York and the ex-AG of New York, and you brought their claims to Michael Cohen. So let's talk about that bit of gossip when we get back with Pete Gleason, attorney extraordinaire. We'll be right back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Right, here's where I normally thank the sponsor of the segment, but we are just so under the gun here. So much going on. I'm trying to get so much out. I'm going to skip the sponsor, worry about it in the next hour, and get to Pete Gleason, my guest, because time is limited. I want to get his story. We talked about the Vegas massacre, him as a former cop, his feelings on all this. I've got so many people who are listeners to the show who are cops or ex-cops weighing in as well. One guy, Keith, just wrote as a retired street cop, as a person, you never know how you will react to a situation until it happens to you. After 5 years on the job, you should know inside if the job is for you or not. And obviously what he's trying to say is that cop, it wasn't for him. That cop had no right being a cop, no right wearing a badge, no right being a training officer, no right training others how to respond as policemen if he himself doesn't have the guts, the cojones, to take on a gunman. But in any case, we've got Pete Gleason with us. The main reason we had him on is to talk about this Eric Schneiderman case, the disgraced former attorney general of New York who had to step down in disgrace because several women came forward and claimed that he had mishandled them and beat them and sexually harassed them and played S&M games with them and hit them, et cetera, and Peter, you had two accusers that are anonymous, correct, that came out after all the other charges or during the whole thing? Tell me when they came out.
This was several years ago, and the problem is, unfortunately, in New York State, we had what they called a Moreland Commission, which was supposed to investigate and root out systemic corruption within our government. Governor Cuomo, in his infinite wisdom, decided that he was going to abolish the Moreland Commission. So when these two women came to me several years ago at different times, there was nowhere to actually go to file their complaint. You couldn't go to the attorney general. He was the subject of the complaint. You couldn't go to the Manhattan district attorney because he has a questionable history on how that office handles allegations of sexual misconduct. So I was speaking to a retired journalist who had suggested in that since Schneiderman, the New York State Attorney General, was investigating Trump University, to reach out to Trump's camp. And that's exactly what happened. I had communications with Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's embroiled in his own
so many scandals, right? You can't keep track of them all, right?
No, you really, and it's such a, you need a scorecard or a pin map like the like you see on CSI on TV to keep track of all the connections between the political corruption in New York. So I had communications with Michael Cohen, and then when the FBI raided his office, which I find, that is truly, truly offensive. I mean, and, the journalists, some journalists who are gloating the fact that they went into Trump's lawyer's office, Michael Cohen's office, it's a slippery slope. The next thing is if they get away with going in and taking, absconding with the attorney records, they're going to go after journalist records next. So it's a very slippery slope. So I had communications with Michael Cohen regarding New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman back in, I believe it was 2013. It just became apparent to me recently, after the New Yorker article by Ronan Farrow, that Trump, then Donald Trump, now President Trump, had tweeted about the degenerates in New York politics, Spitzer, Wiener, and next is Schneiderman. And I believe that was around the time that I had those communications. So if there were any memorialization of those communications between me and Mr. Cohen, I didn't want that to get to be part of a court record, number one. But number two, you had Avenatti, the attorney from Southern California, representing
Stormy Daniels,
Daniels, looking to intercede in the matter. And that was the last person I wanted with any of my records, because in my humble estimation, he's reckless and wanton. So I hope I explained it and laid it out there. I know it's I hear myself telling the story, and it actually confuses me as well.
Well, the only thing not to be confused about is that Eric Schneiderman is a bad guy. He reminds me of Spitzer, right? The guys who are chosen to enforce our lives and the rules of the country, who want to so badly control our lives and put good people in prison all the time and make things up in court to put good people in prison. And those guys are always the bad guys themselves, it seems like to me. Spitzer was going against prostitution. It was the biggest issue in the world while he was screwing prostitutes. Schneiderman was talking about Weinstein and Me Too while he was beating the heck out of women. How does anyone trust a word that comes out of the mouth of any politician? They're all scum. That's the lesson to be learned here.
It's the hypocrisy. And in New York, in the alternative media in New York for many years was the Village Voice. And they would not have existed but for the prostitution ads in the back. But, I remember one time I read an article on the front page. They were bemoaning a brothel in the Bronx. And on the back page, they're advertising the same prostitution scheme that they had on the front page. It's crazy. It's hypocrisy.
The corruption and the hypocrisy in this country at this point. We are a banana republic. And when the day comes where a cop has a badge and a gun and won't go in and fight a guy who's killing and wounding over 500 people, that he's got to get on his knees and pray to God. And you got that on camera, and nobody wants to report it because they fear, I don't know, it'll hurt Vegas tourism, it'll cause lawsuits, it'll hurt the name of Vegas. If you don't get this stuff out, man, you make Vegas dirty. You're the ones responsible for dirtying up Vegas' name. It's always the corruption and the cover-up that burns you, not the original act. Right? Peter Gleason, my good buddy, the former cop, fireman, Coast Guard, and now crusading attorney in New York City. Pete, thanks for coming on the show. Love you, buddy. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
.org.